Farm legislation and the importance of trade. That's what's being talked about. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. This week we are attending CattleCon 26 being held in Nashville, Tennessee. CattleCon officially gets underway later today and runs through Thursday. Colin Woodall is the CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and he said a lot of talk is going to be centered around just that, farm legislation, and the fact we need to get a farm bill done, regardless of the completion of that one big, beautiful bill.
And I think that's probably some of the frustration that we share along with so many others in agriculture is trying to get a very firm plan on how that's going to be handled. We knew that there was going to be some risk in the decision to split up the farm bill and run some of it under the one big beautiful bill. But now that that has happened and we are a part of that continuing discussion of extending funding for the federal government, we need a plan. All of agriculture needs a plan on how we're going to address the rest of the farm bill and provide some certainty, because the one thing that agriculture does not like is uncertainty.
Colin pointed out it's important to work with our members of Congress to get things done, and then to get things done on a timely basis.
You know, we have to deal with uncertainty every single day. The last thing we want is uncertainty from our government. So that's why we continue to push for commitment from both the House and Senate Ag Committee leadership to help us find a plan on how we can get this done, get that certainty back in place, and allow all of us to focus back on our operation.
Of course, as you can imagine, we will be talking about a lot of farm legislation this week, and there'll be a lot of talk about what we do with export business, the screwworm issue, and a whole lot more. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.